Hey, welcome back. And a happy St. Patrick's Day. Shucky Arla. I'm your host, Don Brown, filling in for Matt Flynn. Alderman Don Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha on Saturday mornings at 10. And that was a band from Chicago I fell in love with in the late 90s called Solace, S-O-L-A-S. And that song, that was like their kind of their big hit. It was called Nina La, half the song's in Gaelic. And my friend John Williams, who used to lead the sessions at Nevin's Pub on Sundays, was part of that band. And it's great. I mean, it was a really kind of an all-star band. And having him there in the concertina was obviously a huge plus. And for my friend Martina, that's one you should definitely look up to. S-O-L-A-S. And then when we come, you know, for our next break, Sam's going to play The Drovers, who was another great Chicago Irish band, and one of my favorite songs, Thanks for the Ring. So again, one of the benefits of growing up in, you know, Chicago, which to me was the Irish capital of America. I know there's New York and there's Boston, but Chicago has such a great music scene and such a rich history scene, especially with the Chief O'Neill legacy, the Francis O'Neill legacy. It was really, you know, for me, you know, growing up in a suburban family where we were highly discouraged from expressing our Irish pride, it was a real renaissance for me. And looking forward to sharing some of that with all of us here in Waukesha, coming to you live from the future office of former Alderman Don Brown, the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest, which should actually be called Tir-na-n-Og, the Island of Eternal Youth. And instead of our idea of making America great again is making Waukesha and Wisconsin more Irish. And, you know, speaking of which, and I believe Martine is still in the air, you know, I'd love to see more tributes to Wisconsin Governor Pat Lucey, which is one of the great Irish stories in Wisconsin. Martina, do you, I don't know if you remember Governor Lucey at all. I don't want to guess your age here or not, but, you know, he was from little Ferryville, Wisconsin, which is like, I think it's like 10 or 20 miles north of Prairie du Chien. You're kind of close to the shore there, the Mississippi River. And he started from the bottom and has worked his way all the way up to the governor's mansion. And every race that he won, he was an underdog in. You know, from the local race to the state legislature, and then even to the governor's mansion. He was governor from, I believe it was like late 50s through the most of the 60s. He was the first Wisconsin governor to serve a four-year term. But he's also known in our American history, Wisconsin, when Kennedy was running for president, was a real battleground state. There was skepticism or maybe even Catholic anti-Irish sentiments here in Wisconsin. And of course, you know, in the primaries, Kennedy was running against the former Minneapolis mayor and Senator Hubert Humphrey, and also a great man. And Pat Lucey played a big role in helping Kennedy win the White House, or to win that battleground primary for sure. And Lucey was also in the Carter administration. He was our ambassador to Mexico. And then in 1980, a lot of people don't remember, there was a third-party candidate, a congressman from Illinois, a Republican named John Anderson, who ran as an independent candidate. And his running mate was Wisconsin Governor Pat Lucey. And believe it or not, you know, even though I don't think they got any electoral votes, but they did get like 25% of the popular vote, which, you know, for a third party was really something back then. And a lot of people forget that. That was the year, of course, that Ronald Reagan had become elected. But Pat Lucey died a few years ago, and I remember Governor Walker had some really nice things to say, as one of the eulogists at the funeral, as is the right of a governor, and it was a really nice tribute for, you know, from a Republican governor about a Democratic governor who touched so many lives here in Wisconsin. So I encourage, you know, everybody from here to learn more about the life and legacy of Pat Lucey, L-U-C-E-Y. So, what did you think of that song I played there by Solace, Nina La? Did you like that?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Terrific. So, well, good.
Things on the first hearing, but, you know.
Yeah, sure. It's your first time hearing it, so you got to give it some time. But yeah, I had the privilege of seeing them live at the Abbey Pub in Chicago years ago when they were first on the scene, and that was really a fun night. So, we'd love to see a good Irish music scene here in Waukesha. I say this half jokingly, but half seriously, is I want to start a Pogues cover band called the Lonesome Corncrakes, and that's a song you should hear. Maybe we'll play it with some of the time we left in the show. It's called "The Lullaby of London" by the Pogues. And you would really appreciate that, because the story is about a guy living in London, like Shane McGowan, that obviously has a longing for the homeland, and and just really trying to create or recreate, you know, this Irish existence in urban London. And just a wonderful song, pulls the heartstrings. So, yeah, Sam, please put that in the queue. Lullaby of London by the Pogues. We'll play that after the Drovers, and it's worth listening to that, like the whole lyrics. And, yeah, Google it if you can, or listen to it on YouTube. I think you'd really appreciate it, Martina, especially the lyrics. So, but anyway, so what else are we doing on this St. Patrick's Day in here in Waukesha? Sam, what are you doing? She's on the spot.
Sleeping,
here.
Sleeping, for sure.
That's right. Yeah, Sam's been putting in a lot of hard hours here, and there are still great opportunities here. We're looking for someone to help with weekend producing, and that's for my show this week in Waukesha on Saturday for sure at 10 a.m. And before I forget to, do we have another caller?
Mark from the SAC is calling in.
Mark from Prairie du Sac. How are you this morning? Happy St. Patrick's Day, Mark.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Thinking about all this, I mean, I can remember, you know, a little, I guess, darker history, a history book we had, you know, just was kind of a, you know, series of history books, I think, my folks got at the grocery store with the green stamps or something like that one. Because the American Heritage, I can't remember, I can remember a picture of a kind of derogatory picture of an Irishman looking at a poster, and he was you know, kind of the worst, you know, the kind of, you know, painted very ugly and, you know, dressed very shabbily, looking at a sign, you know.
Almost like about, Simeon,
you know,
looking, right?
America.
Had kind of an ape face.
Yeah, very. Yeah. Ape face and all that. Yeah, it's probably a famous image now. Mm-hmm. But a movie that just came to mind was The Quiet Man, starring John Wayne.
Yeah, that's what I'll be watching today.
But he was I guess he was a former boxer that
killed a guy in the
went
ring.
To Ireland to kind of. Yeah, that went to Ireland to try to. To retire or to, you know, find a more quiet life, and it's a nice movie. I mean, even though I've got some issues with John Wayne or some stuff, but it's a good movie.
That's right. And that was probably his best role ever. So I'm glad you reminded me of that, Mark. Yeah, definitely. So hey, thanks so much for sharing,
Happy
Mark.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, you too. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Aaron Gobra.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Okay. Aaron Gobra.
Aaron Gobra. Shucky Arla. We have another caller.
Yes, Mary Jane is calling in.
Mary Jane Sanchez, my fellow Irish gal. That's right, Mary Jane's Irish. How are you? Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Top of the morning to you, sir.
Top of the
How
morning
you to
you. Very well, thanks. Very well. Thanks, I should say. Let's get the accent on. What's going on? You were at lunch yesterday, a very important lunch. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Yesterday was the annual meeting for the Waukesha Chamber and the Executive Women's Network. So we had it at the Tuscan Hall. It was a full house. Mm-hmm. We had speakers and just a really nice get-together. As you know, as everybody knows, today is the second anniversary, isn't that terrible, of when we shut down for COVID. And people are ready to get back together, networking, connecting, and getting their lives back in line. So, yes, it was a very, very important and a well-needed meeting yesterday.
That's terrific. Good. And so what are you doing? I know you're going to be at Magellan's later this morning. What else are you going to do for St. Patrick's Day?
Well, of course, I'm going to be wearing of the green. And right. And sure. I do have one meeting set up. But the rest of the day is just as you go, you know?
Sounds great. Hey, now, you know, if you don't mind telling us about your Irish ancestry, because there's a really neat connection to the San Patricios. Do you have a minute to share that with us?
Oh, I definitely do. And people, when they do hear about it, they really are amazed or they're, you know, enlightened to things. Don, as you know, the Irish people as they came to America were definitely those of you know, immigrants and a lower class, and the same thing happened when it came to the being front linesmen for the U.S. Army back in the Mexican-American War, and the back then Texas and Arizona, California, that was all Mexico. and that was the border. So a lot of the Irish had decided that they wanted to live, or that they believed in the Mexican Catholics that were in the south there.
It's not hypocritical to be fighting a sovereign Catholic, a poor nation like Ireland was, and
exactly,
having been colonized
exactly.
for so many centuries by the English. Yes, so thank you.
And again. And they joined and settled in that North Mexico, and they fought with the Mexicans against America at that time. And as we all know, many of us know the legend of Zorro. He is portrayed by Antonio Banderas and a number of other actors through the generations. But people have always believed that he was Mexican. But he was actually William Lamport. Huh. He was 100% Irish.
How about that?
And he fought again.
Neat.
So as you know, it was Remember the Alamo. And so I forgot to add, my father had always said that we were part Irish. And, of course, nobody in the family believed him, but both he and my sister and I are all light-skinned. Uh-huh. But we still have the Mexican features.
Sure.
But we are actually a third or fourth generation.
Nice.
So there is definitely Irish Catholics, Irish Mexicans, and Catholics in the south, and especially in the north area of the...
Hey, we're going to go to a quick break, Mary Jane, but stick around.
Yeah,
we want to hear the rest of the story, okay? Don't go away on this beautiful St. Patrick's Day. Don Brown Connect filling in for Matt Flynn Direct. Come back and see us.